rides his pony down life's lane, searching for the why of all the pain he knows. It'll never be the same.
Hey, Legs.
Hi, Lizzie. Good afternoon.
How are you today?
I'm grand. How are you? Always grand.
Good. Well, we did some brainstorming today, didn't we?
Yes.
And we came up with some ideas for coming episodes. We're kind of feeling like we needed a little more structure. We are so excited with different topics. And why don't you talk about what we discussed today?
Well, you came up with the idea, first of all, as if any of you have followed our podcast, it's Punk Farm Love Life. And we really looked at the fact that punk is the first word. And maybe we didn't realize it at first, but I think we did. There's a reason for that. Because it sort of defines all the other words. And so we were brainstorming today because you came up with an idea of a structure of how to do our episodes so that we can plan them and know each week what we're going to be doing and have a theme and an idea behind them and be able to talk about them in a really intelligent, thoughtful way and hopefully get our points across. That's why we're doing this.
Yeah, and we thought we might be slick by week three, but we're not.
Nope.
And so we're still talking about behind the scenes, but that's okay because hopefully we'll have comments and we'll get feedback of what people want to talk about. But the theme for today is going to be why a bicycle is punk. But we talked about that each category, farm, love, and life, would all be under the punk category. So we wrote a little intro because we thought, well, we really have a punk philosophy. Aaron loves punk music. We've talked about punk in some previous episodes. But if someone was tuning in for the first time, we want to make sure that people know what we're talking about.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And that there's no confusion and that there's some things it definitely doesn't mean. And would this be a good time to read our little intro that we think we're going to do?
Yeah.
So we thought that we'd take turns when we start in letting people know what it means. And so we wrote this little intro. We always like to start off by what it means to be punk in case this is your first episode. We realized that when we named it Punk Farm Love Life, what we really meant was punk farm, punk love, punk life, punk everything. Everything that is that falls under the punk ethos of unity, DIY, individualism, strength, speaking out against injustice, community, compassion, equality, and peace. That sounds pretty good.
Yes. You did a really good job there.
No. We did that together. We've just been brainstorming the last...
Yes, but you presented it. We're going to probably take turns, but you're the first go. So you get the credit for doing the first one. And she typed it up because she's a way better typist than me. Yes. So, yeah, so that in a nutshell is what it means to us and why we chose it as the first word. And our episodes are going to be about going to fall under those categories and how punk defines things.
Yeah, and for a little while, what we thought is each week we would take each one of these. This week's going to be punk blank. And the blank this week is the bicycle. And then next week, it'll be punk farm. The week after that, punk love. And the week after that, punk life. And you know what? If we fall off that because it was a bad idea, so be it. But it's a little more structure for us, and I think it'll allow us to pick a theme for a week, kind of do a little mini series. And so for this week, it's punk bicycles. And so we want to ask the question, why a bicycle is punk? What do you think about that question, Legs?
Well, a punk, why a bicycle is punk for me is because from the very beginning, a bicycle meant freedom. And also from the very first time I heard punk music and then checked it out, I saw a sense of freedom there that I hadn't seen in the music scene. And after going to a lot of concerts, even to that point. And so it's always meant to me a sense of freedom of being able to do what I want to do, go anywhere I want to go, and wind in the air, your hair, your face, you get to feel the elements. And it's, if you go back to the original thing about punk, it's DIY. So cycling in itself, you take care of your bike. You make it look like the way you want it to look. It defines you. Because I believe, I know for me, I chose bikes that defined me throughout my life and why I got them. You know, whether it was to look cool, not look cool, whether it was efficient, whether I liked the color, the shape. So to me, it's just, once I learned what punk was from the music and cycling had already been in my life, I then realized, wow, the two go together. And how could I incorporate those two? What I didn't realize is as I was growing up after that and getting, you know, becoming a man, and I didn't really look punk, but deep down inside I was inside. I'm still racing a bike, and how I brought those ideals and the punk ideals into the cycling world. And in a way, my teammates were punk, because they didn't want to do it by anybody else's rules either. And that's what I loved about it. It's just like, you do your own thing, you create your own training, you go out and race. It's a team sport, but it's still the individual as well and their capabilities. And that's the same thing when you play punk music. It's your individual abilities and how you feel inside.
That's beautiful. Yeah, for me, I started riding later. I had a bike as a kid and lived out in the country. And I can really relate to the freedom of just being able to take off. I never thought much about the individualism of a bicycle because, you know, you're going down to a shop, but you're picking out something that fits you. And my first road bike is used. It was a hand-me-down. And then I would say my favorite bike is my Dutch bike, which is an older Dutch bike. I'm looking at it now. I got it at a used bike store. And I think it fits me because I have Dutch heritage, but because I want to be using things that are not new.
Right.
Right. And I added a couple little things that I love, the little rear view mirror and the little bell. That is a very nice bell. I should go play my bell. and some practical additions like a light and all. But yeah, and I think this week we're going to be talking about some things, punk bicycles and some different themes. So the theme punk bicycles will be throughout the week. We're going to talk about handmade bikes and a couple of handmade bike shops in the U.S., women on bikes and some cool things about that. And you want to mention this one?
So I had this idea and
I didn't know what OG was.
So I said, OGs of cycling. She says, what's OG? I said, original gangsters of cycling. So you go, oh no, gangsters. Well, actually in a way, cycling in Europe was sort of like run like a mob. In other words, you had the leader, you had the lieutenants, and you had the sort of the underlings, and you had to fall in line. It's not so much that way anymore. It still somewhat is, but not like it was. So I'm going to talk about, and then, you know, you're going to add your knowledge of cycling, because you have a lot of knowledge about some of the original OGs of cycling, and some of the amazing things that they've done, and why I think that they laid the foundation. Cycling is a traditional sport. It's been going on for over 100 years, since racing since the late 1800s. It's traditional. And why these gentlemen, and then there are women, that laid the groundwork for the way cycling is today, good, bad, or indifferent.
And the other episode that we talked about is Punk Bicycles, Freedom of Expression, and just talking about some of the ways that we can be individuals on our bikes, and we'll share some people that are letting their freak flag fly on the bike.
Yeah, I like to represent on their bikes, and I think that's really cool. Some of them aren't even functional, but they look really cool, right? So we're going to talk about that. I got some ideas for that.
Well, this is, I don't even know if it's a short episode or not. It feels like it's a little bit short. Is there anything else you'd like to add? I was just thinking we could probably end with we read our little intro on Punk. We could look at our brainstorming on Punk just to end and see if we didn't talk about anything, but would that be okay?
Yeah, yes, I think it's a really smart idea. We listed on a board the things that represent Punk to us, right? And I think that's what we should end with and let people know about those. Is that what you think about?
Yeah, we can each read a few.
Yeah, go ahead.
So we already talked about this in our definition of what we're going to lead in with for the episode, but we wrote down unity, voice for the weak. Do you want to read the next two?
Sure. Speak out against injustice, community.
Strength, individual power, and DIY, human as opposed to AI.
Yeah, dig there. And then we also against corporate greed, nonconformist, authenticity.
Intelligence, or wise, I would say. And we listed a couple things because of the Punk quiz that we did in a few episodes ago. We wrote down rugged, which came up under crust punks. And I can't read what's under hardcore.
Faster, harder.
Faster, harder.
And some of the genres of hardcore.
We also have up the top there nonviolent change. And what else is up there?
Compassionate and equality and peace.
Nice. We also have a big not. Punk is not racist. Punk is not separatist. So it's unity, acceptance of all, speaking out for those that are weaker and against the man.
Yeah, corporate greed. Yeah, it's against the man. Yeah. All these things we're going to talk about in our subsequent episodes and how it relates to all the things in our, farm.
We realized today that everything is punk.
Until you brought this up and you did it this way, I realized really how much it's been intertwined in my life since my late teens, and how much it's defined me, and the choices I've made and so forth. And I think I'm still thinking about how I can express that and how I can still be punk at this stage of my life.
Yeah, it's what the world needs now.
Exactly.
Punk farm.
Love life.
Do stuff, don't buy stuff.
Peace, punk, and plants.
Till next time.
Bye, everyone.
Rogers pony down life's lane. Searching for the
Thank you for listening to the Legs and Lizzie Punk Farm Love Life podcast. Please subscribe to get notified of new episodes. We'd love to have you as part of the Legs and Lizzie family. It really helps us if you also leave a review.
You can support the podcast by becoming a Legs and Lizzie patron at patreon.com. Just search Legs and Lizzie. You can become a member for as little as $5 a month. Podcast music is by Lizzie's brother, who goes by Squint Todd and the Horse Thieves. See the show notes for links to other things we mentioned.
Be safe and happy until next time.
Do stuff, make stuff, don't buy stuff.
Peace, punk, plants.
We don't need much, we just need each other.
Falling in the pouring rain. Sometimes he thinks he can feel his pain. He knows he'll never be the same. His old black dog just tags along. Listens while he sings his song. Love is all she knows. So on and on they go. Oh, strangers cry. Lonelier than pissed out wine. There's no wonder why. To the heavens, his only friend alone. On the wildest train he's riding, so damn few of all. There's Jimson weed and tumbleweeds. Join the crowd. Let the hyena circling laugh out loud. There ain't no way. Lord knows he had his day. Oh, strangers cry. Here it turns. It has to happen. Let them fight.